Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is November 13, 2025, and here is an overview to start your day informed. Bitcoin fell sharply from its resistance near $107,000, hitting about $102,100 before settling around $101,300, a 1.5% decline. This selling pressure suggests cautious market sentiment, with analyst warnings about a potential profit-taking phase. Ethereum, meanwhile, advanced modestly to $3,473, up 1.69% on the day, supported by strong whale accumulation totaling $6.4 billion. However, both cryptocurrencies face technical resistance, with Ethereum's RSI indicating possible gains if key levels are surpassed. Institutional activity shows mixed signals. Exodus Movement reported a year-over-year revenue jump of 51% to $30.3 million for Q3, driven by increased Bitcoin transactions, ending the period with over $314 million in digital assets. Corporate Bitcoin holdings have reached a record high of 4.05 million BTC, valued at roughly $444 billion, although monthly accumulation slowed considerably in October with only 14,447 BTC added, the smallest rise of 2025. The broader crypto market is losing momentum as corporate investors shift toward consolidation and capital efficiency. Many altcoins have also experienced sell-offs alongside Bitcoin. Traders are increasingly evaluating alternative assets amid this cautious backdrop. Analysts describe the recent price action as a healthy correction that could reinforce longer-term growth if resistance levels hold. On the policy front, a Dubai court has frozen $456 million in assets linked to True USD stablecoin reserves, marking a notable development in stablecoin regulatory enforcement. Meanwhile, Visa is preparing to pilot USDC payments for gig economy workers in the US, projected to roll out in the second half of 2026 pending approval. This highlights growing integration of stablecoins in mainstream payment systems. In the US, Coinbase plans to incorporate in Texas, citing a favorable legal environment, signaling ongoing jurisdictional shifts impacting crypto firms. Security remains a critical concern. In Australia, cyber criminals are exploiting the official cybercrime reporting system to impersonate federal police and scam crypto holders by urging transfers to fraudulent wallets. The Australian Federal Police have issued warnings about these sophisticated scams leveraging legitimate data to create urgency. Looking ahead, traders should monitor Bitcoin's ability to reclaim and hold above $107,000 and Ethereum's challenge to break key resistance zones. Macroeconomic factors and U.S. data releases expected shortly could further influence market direction. Staying alert to institutional flows and emerging security risks remains essential. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.